B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Time for some morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
You got a long ways to go with Coop.
Okay.
You got 12 years for this. But dude, and Chuck could relate to this. Last night, I hear a voice. And it cracked.
No.
And I hear this, like, high-pitched that sounded like my wife. And then cracked into almost a man voice. And I was like, oh, not my little boy.
Daddy.
My Anthony's voice is changing.
Wow.
I want to cry. My little guy. My little boy.
How about that, man? That's a big day.
I know. I was like, oh, my God.
Trying to think like those days, like. I was one of the kids that had the mustache start coming in a little bit earlier.
Yeah, he
and
has
I was
that.
Definitely like a mirror. Like, I looked in the mirror, right, checking out my mustache.
Same way, dude.
You think you're cool. Like, oh, yeah, look at this.
Same way.
Tom Selleck,
I know. He's
Mr. Baseball.
He's got the sash. Yeah, he's got the stash, the whole thing, man.
That's good.
No, it's not good. Oh. I don't want it. It's horrible.
I'll keep sending you pictures of Cooper.
Meanwhile, please do. I can't wait to come see him. Meanwhile, the little one, little Oedipus, all right? I tell you what he did.
Oedipus.
Did I tell you what he does?
What does he
How
do?
How about this move? So he's been sick. So he had the COVID, then bam.
Yeah, this is the non-COVID related illness.
This is the inner ear infection.
Oh, God.
He's got hit left and right.
That's I remember those days.
All
that
right.
Sucked.
So it's been hard. So anyway, I feel for him. So when he's sick, he's in bed with time. Like, that's it. Like, I'm watching games, and he takes my spot.
Yeah.
Right? So he comes into the room, and he goes, Daddy, Daddy. I hear a noise downstairs. Sounds like a voice. So I
got a lot of voices in your house,
right? So I go downstairs. I got the bat, right? I'm walking around with a bat. Check every nook and cranny, every crevice. No, nothing, right? No noise. No, I hear somebody's down there, right? I'm walking around. I go upstairs. He's in my spot, all snuggled up.
Dude, strong move by Moss.
Yeah.
I played you like a fiddle, man.
He did. I sucker. Sucker.
Where'd he learn that one from?
How about that move?
That's a good move, man.
I know.
Where'd he learn that from?
I know. How about that? That's all ingenuity.
I give him a lot of credit.
Yeah.
That's not even a get mad piece. That's Anchorman. I'm not even mad. I'm impressed.
I know. That's little Oedipus.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Good for Moss.
No, I'm not good for Moss.
Anyways, I was stumping your brain this morning.
Yes,
that's
you
my
were.
Thought. And no, before anyone thinks, oh, did you take a hit before you came to work today? No, you know, I was coming to work and I was curious. And I wonder if there's other things in the world that you are curious about how does this work? How does this happen? And I finally sent you the photo because you couldn't understand what I was trying to explain. It is called, Anthony,
the barrier
transfer machine, which is the big truck on Walt Whitman Bridge, Ben Franklin Bridge, that moves the median so that you can have more lanes heading into the city during rush hour in the morning. And then it changes the lanes. There's more lanes heading back to the Jersey side post-work day. But my question is,
Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Because I had to look it up. I thought, because you were telling me it's all automatic, and I thought I was taking crazy pills.
I didn't know what you were talking
about.
It's
a two-man operation.
Right.
So two people are in the big truck that changes the median on the bridge.
You know who does that?
Who?
The Ace Man.
Really?
You want him to call up, explain to you?
Yes, because this was my biggest question. Not how it works. Like, I get it. But where did they go? Because when they transfer the lane and the truck ends up on the Jersey side of the bridge, there's no, like, the tolls aren't there, right? So there's no escape route. But the truck sits there until it's time to change lanes again. So do they just sit there all day?
I don't know. The Ace Man will know.
Like, I'm very,
that's his jurisdiction.
Dude, I'm driving over the bridge this morning.
No, I didn't know what you were talking about. I thought you were talking about the tolls. And the lanes that are open.
The lights and all that.
And
no,
the lights.
No.
I'm going, what's he talking about?
That's why I meant, I kept on saying the truck.
Yeah.
So I don't, like, when they go to the Jersey side, there's no exit. Do they just sit there in the truck? Or do they wait until traffic dies down and they sprint across the bridge?
I'm very curious. I have no idea.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm trying
I have
to
no
think,
idea.
It made me think, what other things am I like, how does that work? And nothing's coming to mind yet because I was watching it happen. But I'm wondering, is there any other things in life where you go, how does that thing work? I'm fascinated. I need to know. And no, none of these websites tell me how. They just tell me that it's a two-man job.
Okay. All right. Well, I just sent a note to the Ace Man.
Okay.
All right. Now the Ace Man will call up.
I will lose sleep over this.
And he will, No, listen, I know exactly that feeling. I know that, believe me, there are things that I know the same thing. Like, I'll have a question about something, and until I get the answer, it will gnaw at me.
Oh, yeah, dude, it's been bothering me all morning.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to save it for morning thoughts, so I had to wait an hour and 10 minutes once the show started just to bring it up.
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of the show. One of the beauties of the show is that we have our own, like, Wicca audience.
Yes.
Like, anything,
somebody's gonna know.
Anything that you have a question, it's what I love, right? If you have a question about anything in life, just ask the audience. There's somebody that's going to know the answer.
Exactly. Now, I need to bring something up because I learned something else new today. Now, I also didn't look at his bio, but I mentioned Big Kev, who's going through the Harry Potter books for the first time. I remember he said, don't spoil anything. I said,
yes.
No, dude, it was 97 when the first book came out.
Right.
He responds, Aunt, they don't let Amish and Mennonites read Harry Potter book. He is from the Amish Mennonite PA Dutch heritage.
Really?
So he's just now, I don't know, I don't know the story. I don't know if he left. I don't know if
he
reached a certain age.
Yeah,
I don't know. But he is reading it for the first time because he was not allowed to.
Wow.
When he was younger.
Wow.
And so my apologies for not knowing that, but it's good to learn things like that.
Yes.
How about it?
Yeah, that's interesting. Very interesting. I didn't realize that there are certain genres that are no good. Hey, did your power go out last night?
No. The storms were wild, though.
Yeah, mine did. Wakes you up, you go, wait a second, something's off.
Yeah.
No power.
Interesting.
But thankfully, it came back on in a couple hours. But it was, you know how I'm like waking up, I'm like, I don't feel the air conditioning.
Right.
Something up.
It's too calm.
Yeah.
Eerie. That's an eerie feeling.
It is eerie. Because you wake up, you're out of sleep, and you're going, what's up? Right? There's something's going on here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.